Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
Several years ago, I was a volunteer at an underfunded county animal shelter, socializing cats, cleaning their cages, and providing some enrichment to their little lives. Adoption days were few and far between, and one day I impulsively decided to bring home one of the cats to give her some reprieve from the cage. My good intentions, however, created quite the ordeal for my own two cats, who with characteristic feline sensitivity developed crystals in their bladder, preventing them from urinating. After much discomfort and many medical interventions, fortunately, they recovered, and I became a foster failure. Not because I adopted this little cat, the perfect family did, but because I overcorrected. While I could have learned a better way to foster without causing stress to my entire household, for 20 years, though I remained a supporter of and volunteer for animal rescue groups, I swore off fostering. Until I decided to try again just a few years ago. This time, I prepared. I gave my foster kitties their own safe place while making sure my own cats felt secure and unthreatened. I've now successfully fostered 10 cats and have seen them through to their adoptive homes, and my cats have hardly noticed a thing. While I have a system in place to make it work practically, I'd be lying if I said the process wasn't difficult emotionally, an aspect of fostering I think many people see as a barrier. After all, how do you remain emotionally unattached enough to let them go when the time comes? It was a question I posed to the head of the rescue group I work with, and her answer was full of experiential wisdom. I wouldn't want our fosterers to be emotionally detached. It's our emotional attachment that makes us better able to care for them until they get adopted. And she's right. All the love I give prepares them for their next adventure, and while I'm sad when we say goodbye, it's not long before I'm curled up with my own cats, looking at photos of my former fosters thriving in their forever homes. With a Perspective, this is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades. Online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. You get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.